I was elected to be governor for all the people of Iowa. As governor, I have a responsibility to weigh the pros and the cons of each and every piece of legislation sent to me by the legislature for my signature. When I decide whether or not to sign a bill, I have to ask one simple question. Is it in the best interest of the people of Iowa? And I have listened very carefully to the thousands of Iowans who have written, emailed, and called me during this constitutionally mandated review period. While I've always been a strong supporter of workers' rights and collective bargaining, a close examination of House File 2645 shows that it is not in the best interest of the taxpayers of Iowa to let this legislation become law. It is vaguely written with the potential for far-reaching, unintended consequences that could obligate the citizens of Iowa to substantial new public expenditures. Therefore, I will veto the bill. In addition, I am vetoing the legislation that would give me and my fellow statewide elected officials a pay raise. In this time of economic uncertainty, I believe it's wrong to raise elected officials' salaries. I believe it's wrong to say to the people of Iowa that you have to tighten your belts, but elected officials don't. There will be those who will criticize my actions. This is to be expected. It's part of the job. But as Harry Truman said, the buck stops here. Iowans are right to demand responsibility and results from state government. And Iowans expect that the people they hire to run the state continue to live in the same world and deal with the same economic reality they deal with every day. We're in this together, and working together, we are building a stronger Iowa. I will now be happy to take your questions.
2 weeks ago, in regards to the pay raise issue, you said it was likely that you would sign it. What happened in the past?
Well, I was wrong about the bill initially. And I did say that I was leaning towards signing it. But I spent a lot of time over the last several weeks listening to my constituents, as I said, reviewing letters and emails, and ultimately decided that it was not in the best interest of the people of the state to do it.
In regards to the union collective bargaining legislation, does this create a breach with union activists in your party?
I don't believe it will. I think that, as I've said, my record is clear in terms of what I've been able to do on behalf of working people of Iowa. We've done things like raise the minimum wage. We've had some success, and I hope to continue to work with organizations, business, and labor, so that we can try to come together to get things done for the people of Iowa. But that is ultimately out of my control. You know, I've spoken about the process concerns. You know, my job is to analyze each piece of legislation and to again determine if the legislation is in the best interest of the people of the state. So the process issue is we talked about. We finally had the decision to make on the bill itself. And that's what we've done on all these bills. And we've done our due diligence. And we've determined, for the reasons that I've stated here, that it's just given those unintended consequences, perhaps, the likelihood of significant tax increases, potentially, at the local level. It was poorly written, and as a result, it was not good public policy. The intentions, I understand the why people advocated for it, but it's my job to look at the bills as they come down and to make calls. In my case, I've had to do this with 69 different pieces of legislation that was sent to me after the session.
What are the other issues in the stimulus bill that you will
detail? There will be a couple other minor vetoes. There was an IPERS carve out, for example, for five state employees. It would have cost the taxpayers $1.8 million. It had to do with the IPERS pension fund, and it would have only benefited five people, and we're taking that out. There's an issue related to the licensing board and the makeup of that board. We want more balance between public members and hospital representatives on that board, so we'll be using a line item there in terms of the makeup of the board. But those are a couple others, and we have a little more time if we need it.
The certificate of need for hospitals, is that an issue that you're still looking at?
Actually, I'm going to sign that bill. Again, there were very valid concerns about process. They've been highlighted, but my responsibility is to look at the actual piece of legislation. What it will ultimately do is help us tighten the certificate of need requirement for urban hospitals, which is something that's the reason we have the law. And it will help, at the same time, those rural critical care hospitals, 82 of them potentially. And in terms of access to health care, to medical professionals in rural Iowa, that is a real issue. So again, I think very fair questions and concerns have been raised about the how this was done, but if you look at the bill in its entirety, it actually helps us in terms of the certificate of need issue, especially for those urban hospitals. And there certainly was not an easy decision to arrive at, but I've made that decision as well.
What about the local option sales tax issue?
We are also going to let that become law. We got some input from cities and counties and a lot of good arguments made on both sides of that issue. But at the end of the day, we're going to go ahead and sign that into law.
On the salaries issue, is that just the elected officials you're vetoing, or is it also the judges?
It's the statewide elected officials. Yeah. The judges piece, that was a independent blue ribbon commission recommendation this was the third piece of the puzzle, if you will, in terms of addressing their salaries. There was also an agreement made this session to increase the contribution amount of the judges into their pension fund. And the pension bill was separate from the salary bill. Given the input and the recommendations made from that Blue Ribbon Commission, I felt that was much different than the statewide elected officials getting as much as 20-25% increase in salary. Well, I have said that we need to find common ground, that we have to have the courage to debate tough issues like collective bargaining, to make a good case for why things like discipline and discharge should become part of negotiations or part of the agreement, if you will, between labor and management. I mentioned that in my State of the State. So it really is up to all of us, legislature, executive branch, labor, business, management, to try to see if we can find that common ground. I believe it's possible that a lot of people that we talk to, I think are open to expanding Chapter 20 in the future. I really believe that on both sides. It's just how far you go and what kind of consensus we can find. And we do that on everything else. I mean, that's our responsibility. We did that on healthcare. We worked with labor and with business, and we found common ground, and we're going to become, as a result, the first state in the nation to cover every child. That's a huge accomplishment. So I do believe that on tough issues, we need to continue to try to work together and find that consensus when we can. I've said in the last few days that, I've always been for some type of employer sanctions. It makes sense to hold those accountable that knowingly violate immigration laws. I think it's more likely, perhaps, because of this raid, that that will come back up for debate and discussion next session.
Governor, how much correspondence did you say you received on that pay raise issue in the caucus, and what was the tenor like of that?
Overwhelmingly against the pay raise. And we received, we can get you the definite number, but certainly hundreds, if not more than 1,000 letters and emails and calls. And that's, that is why we have this 30-day window after the legislative session to look very closely at what was done upstairs, the decisions that were made by the legislative branch, and to either concur or decide based on, in part, what happens during that 30-day period in terms of what constituents say to veto. And that's, I think, a very good thing that we have in place, but it does make the decision often very difficult. As I said, on the pay raise, I was wrong initially. I did believe at one time during the session that I would support it, and based on what I heard in the last few weeks from the people that I represent, I've changed my mind and decided that it's not in the best interest of Iowans at this time, given the tough economic times that many people are feeling out there.
Thank you.